Arizona votes.
This is the most primary day. Election in our lifetime, and our race will decide the Senate majority and the direction of the country. That's why I'm challenging my opponent, Mark Kelly, to 7 debates.
That was Arizona Republican U.S. Senator Martha McSally with our TV partners at ABC 15 a little earlier this morning. Joining us now for a recap of last night's primaries, Valley political expert Stan Barnes with Copper State Consulting. And let's start there, Stan. McSally won by over 50 points over demand Daniel McCarthy, but is consistently trailed Mark Kelly in the polls. Will there be debates, and what does she need to do to make up ground?
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. There will be debates. There's no doubt about it. The voters expect that, and with Senator McSally making the challenge at that level, there's going to be a lot of debate, and it's going to be very fulfilling, I think, for those of us watching. Well, you know, she's caught between two constituencies. She's got to be close to the president because I believe he's going to win Arizona, and that's the same constituency that should vote for her. But at the same time, you know, the president can be difficult to stand next to in the public square because his personality is so off-putting, and many voters are reacting to personality only. So she's got a high wire act because the president and Senator McSally are the same party. Mark Kelly does not have that problem, but he also has got to deal with Democratic national politics, which are so far left of Arizona, that Mark Kelly's going to be explaining why he's not that Democrat. And so this is a real race, and it is going to decide the U.S. Senate.
Stan, you know, for people who aren't following their campaigns closely, basically it boils down to, for a lot of people, he wants to take away our guns, and she's an always Trumper. But there are a lot of other differences, big differences between them in other areas, right?
Yeah, there are. And that's a pretty funny summation, Jamie. But I think you're right about that. A lot of voters do feel that way, but there's 1,000 different nuances. One of the most important is the majority of the U.S. Senate is in play, and the majority means everything. That means whether or not judges get confirmed. That means whether or not appointments get confirmed. That means whether or not legislation can move or not move. And so for me, the deciding Mark Kelly, the Democrat, and the Democratic leadership in the Senate versus the Republican leadership, that's where the real action is.
Valley political expert Stan Barnes with Copper State Consulting joining us. The close race, at least one of the closest races, is on the Republican side for Maricopa County Sheriff. Joe Arpaio within a few hundred votes of Jerry Sheridan. The race is still too close to call. A two-part question, Stan. Do either of them have a chance against Paul Penzone? And is this it for Joe Arpaio? Really?
Well, we thought it was it for Joe Arpaio 8 years ago or 4 years ago. So until Joe Arpaio decides it's it, I guess it's not it. At age 88, he is defying all expectation, really. I mean, he has 100% name identification. And I guess this is what happens when everyone knows you and you're in a three-way race, even though you are long past your sell-by date when it comes to political acceptability. So to your second part, yes, one of them will have a chance against the incumbent sheriff because the incumbent sheriff has done a plain old solid job of not having controversy and not making news and doing what sheriffs used to do. And we live in a world that's different than that. And Donald Trump's on the ballot. And so there's going to be a record turnout. And who knows what mood the voters will be in when it comes to the law and order candidate and sheriff of Maricopa County.